Conversations with Kate is like a conversation with your friend, hairstylist, or therapist, where we will talk about music, life, stories, and everything in between, with interviews and guests sprinkled in. As an LCC student, it's an honor, and I love bringing a fresh perspective to the podcast menu on LCC Connect. I am your host, Kate. Let's get into this episode. All right, welcome in. Rose, I'm so excited to have you on the podcast.
Oh, I'm so excited too. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Welcome. Okay, for the listeners, give them a little brief intro about you, yourself, your work, family, that type of stuff.
So I put on events for charities amongst the area. They're pretty much all woman-based charities, and I reach out to different ones in the area, and I pick one, and then I do two shows for them and okay. raise money for each of them.
Okay.
That's pretty much what I do in my hobby.
Okay.
We've raised over $25,000 for the county so far.
That's so wonderful.
I'm super excited about that.
How much did you say?
Over $25,000.
Wow. That is so cool. Okay. Yeah. So tell me about like your life outside of the events that you do.
Well, normally I do have a daytime job and I work for a government contractor here in Brevard County.
Okay.
And I'm in HR. And then for hobbies, I do aerial arts. And I just for some extra cash, I also do events with aerial as well.
That's nice. So how did you get into doing aerial stuff?
So it's a funny story. I was going through a really rough divorce, and it was a way of an outlet for me to help with the stress during that time.
Okay. What about family? Do you have mom, dad, sister, brother, kids?
Yeah. So I have a son. His name is Kellen. And
so cute.
He's
11. I love all the pictures.
Thank you. And my mom also lives in town. My dad lives close to Jacksonville, and I have two brothers, older ones.
Okay. So where and when did you kind of get the idea to start doing these events? Which, by the way, thank you so much for having me on this last one. It was so much fun.
Oh, of course. I'm grateful you came.
Yeah. Where and when did the idea come from?
I was in a situation, and I was getting help from family when I was going through a really rough patch in my life. And I was able to get help, but I wanted to give back to the community, to people that wasn't able to receive help in certain situations through charities in the area, like all the shelters and women-based charities to help women and children. So I wanted to, you know, help people that couldn't.
When and where was the first event?
It was also at Iron Oak.
Okay.
We did it for a charity called Genesis House.
Okay.
And it's a shelter for women and children, and they help women get back on their feet.
Mm-hmm.
They give them clothes. They, you know, give them schooling. They help with housing. They give you, you know, proper attire for interviews.
That's awesome.
Goals.
And is this all in? Has everyone been inside and benefiting inside of Brevard County?
Yes.
That's wonderful. If I remember correctly, the one that we did recently was on the 1st of March, was the 6th that you did?
Yes, that's number 6.
That's so cool.
So that would be two. That was the last one for Serene Harbor. So I do two for each one.
Okay.
And we raised over $8,000 for Serene Harbor total.
That is so awesome. And again, going back, you said in total of all 6 shows, you've raised how much? 25,000?
Over 25,000. Yeah.
That is so phenomenal. The work that you're doing is leaps and bounds above and beyond what I've seen most women do, especially in that type of situation. They kind of just, you know, we go through things and they don't turn around and give back and help other people. That being said, what were the other events and what were the other foundations or areas that you helped?
So the first two were Genesis House.
Okay.
The second two was Driven by Heart, and that's a breast cancer charity.
Okay.
But they're like a also a nonprofit, but they help women get items they need while they have breast cancer. And I had several friends that were going through that during that time. And that was way of me giving back. And we also had a breast cancer survivor who was DJing that evening. And we split half of our 50-50 to her knowing. We just brought her up on stage and just gave the money to her to help with her medical bills. And that's the reason why I did that one, is because I had a friend pass away, and then one of my DJs was actually playing the event, had breast cancer.
Okay. That's so incredible. Absolutely incredible. You're such an amazing human being.
Well, thank you. So are you.
Thank you. So describe for me the, like, is there a umbrella for your events, or like, give me the different like names for the events and that type of thing.
We like to focus on different names. So like the first one, Resurrection.
Okay.
I'm coming back.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Like
I'm coming.
I'm coming back to where I need to be. Like,
yes.
And it was like different stages of what I was kind of going through.
Mm-hmm.
This last one, Siren, was actually, it was Jamie Blue's birthday. And so when she said she wanted to name it Siren because she used to be a dancer, like a go-go dancer, that's what her group was called.
Oh, that's
and
so neat.
And so I was like, we're going to name it Siren after you.
Oh, that's so awesome. I didn't know she was a dancer.
Yep. She was a go-go dancer from way back, and she used to dance at the House of Blues.
What? That is so awesome.
Yeah, she was a really good dancer.
Oh, I'm
she
so glad.
Is.
Is she really? I mean, yes, yes. And she's such an amazing human as well. It was so much fun getting to meet her. Also, just an FYI, the event, like getting to be able to get in there and see so many people that I hadn't seen in so long, and touch base with them. Like, it was like a coming home at the same time as like an expansion, because I've met so many new and wonderful people on the same wavelength of like, you know, we've been through X, Y, and Z, and instead of like, we're expounding on that. We're growing and growing through these things. And it feels, it felt so great to be inside of a room full of women that are on that same level.
Yeah, we like to party with a purpose.
Exactly. And it was very fun. And my niece got to dance all night long. Her poor little knees still hurt.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Yes. Okay, so describe for me, if you were to hand pick one of the six events, describe for me which one and like why it meant the most to you.
I would have to say the first one was, it meant the most to me, like at first, and then this last one, probably.
Okay.
But you know, they all had different meanings and everything was done for certain reasons and stuff like that. But the first one was really like me trying to like break out of my shell where I was hiding.
Yes.
And, the last one, it was just, it felt different.
Yeah.
Like I was dancing and I didn't feel like as stressed because I put the whole show together and it just felt like I was free.
That's so awesome.
And it felt like, wow, this, I can relax. This is, everything's great. Mm-hmm. And then of course we're going to do more.
Right.
But
yes,
it
yes.
just felt like I was, it just felt good. Like, not that I didn't feel good in the other ones, but something just released.
I love that.
Inside
love
of
that.
Me.
Yes. Oh my God. I love hearing that. So talk to me a little bit about your journey that brought you to these events, as far as like, what kind of growth stuff did you have going on? Like, what was that like for you?
So I would have to say, like, I didn't really go out for a while, but I wanted to do something that would bring arts and entertainment together and have everybody kind of be together. But I only wanted women DJs. Mm. Only because it gives them the chance to network with each other, lift each other up.
Yes.
And I would, you know, wanted to rotate them out so each of them would have a chance. So I, you know, would call, you know, certain people so I could find more DJs or mm-hmm. just because there's not that many women DJs out there, of course. So there's not a whole lot to choose from, right. But there is.
Yeah.
Without flying them all here.
Right.
But I wanted to have something so we all could be together.
Yes.
And lift each other up. And, you know, the more the merrier.
Yes.
Let's bring them all.
I agree.
Bring all the girls. Like, we have the dancers. We have, you know, the aerialists. We have live painting going on. We have, you know, women donating their art that they've painted.
Yeah, that was cool to see.
Yeah, and it's just a whole community event. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't call it a rave event. We would call it a community event because everybody is involved.
Exactly. And I mean, even at the end of the night, I think it was Darcy was like, this is so like, and believe me, that young woman, oh my goodness, she has blossomed so much. I love her dearly.
Yes.
And she was just like, this is such a different atmosphere being here with all of you ladies, and like, no offense guys, but when you're around a lot of guys, there's a lot of ego involved in stuff. Mm-hmm. And she was just like, being here and being around all of you women, and everybody's just lifting each other up, and everybody is just here for the greater good and to help each other grow, which speaks volumes mm-hmm. to what you've created, the atmosphere that you've created in these events.
It's not about like even how much I make either. It's just about, hey, you know, I can make a dollar, but that's more money than they had before. And it's not about like that. It's about just being there with everyone else too.
Yes.
And it's a community.
Yes.
And hopefully by, you know, next year we'll have a larger, you know, larger place and larger group. And
yes.
And I know it's getting bigger because we're raising more money now.
Yes, which is wonderful. So that being said, what is next? Do you have any ideas?
We talked about having one this year, but we're going to go ahead and wait until the, you know, after January.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make it larger this time. So I need a little bit more time to plan, and my partner, Chris from Respro, also agrees with that. So we're in the works of making it for next year.
That's wonderful. Any sneak peeks or any
Not
little
yet.
Okay. That being said, my daughter wants to be there next year.
Absolutely.
she's like, I wish I could have come, Mom, but she was at States for her wrestling stuff.
That's good.
Okay, so couple of last little questions that I have for you. What are three fun facts about you that nobody knows?
Oh. That's funny. I love to play sound bowls.
Ooh.
When I'm by myself in quiet rooms.
Mm-hmm.
It's the glass sound bowls. I have a couple of them. I love Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang? Love Wu-Tang. Oh, woman after my own heart. Gotta love it.
Yes. And I have a shoe and purse problem.
You have a shoe and purse problem?
Yes.
My daughter and I are right there with you. We actually have an entire room in our house that is our closet. It used to be my studio, and then I moved the studio into the other room in the house, and we now use that room as our closet because there's a closet in there, and it's a whole thing.
That's amazing. I love it. My type of people.
Yes, exactly. Also, I have one other thing I want to get from you before mm-hmm. we close things out. Where can people like find information if they want to donate to one of your events? Is there like a specific website, or is it just per event that you put something up?
We usually just post the link for the event, okay. And then we close it out for each one.
Okay.
But my Facebook for the event, mm-hmm. like if I'm throwing a charity event, mm-hmm. it's called HIP, and it's Hoops Inspiration Project.
Okay.
And usually I post like updated events that come through there. Okay. And like this Wednesday, we're going to be delivering the check to Serene Harbor, and that'll be posted in there.
And that's called HIP?
Well, it's spelled out Hoops Inspiration Project, and I think it says HIP at the end.
Oh, okay. 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 That's so wonderful. I'm very excited for you to deliver that check.
Thank you. They're very excited too.
I bet they are. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay. So, last little tidbit. What is the best advice that you've ever been given?
Don't try to beat yourself up because you're doing better than you think. People notice what you're doing, and you don't want to like forget that because you're in emotion and you don't think that people are actually noticing, but you're inspiring some people.
Yeah, that is true.
You don't even realize it.
Yep. I agree. And you do inspire a lot of people. Like today on Facebook, I like opened my Facebook up and here's this freaking post from you about the Shine Club. I'm like, oh my God, yes. Woman after my own heart. Like, yes, that's right. Shine, shine. You guys are all going to have to look at it.
Yes.
Okay.
Might as well unfollow me if you don't like it.
Exactly. You're just going to have to unfollow. And I think that is something that a lot of people, when they've been through the situations, like what brought you to doing these events, where they're afraid to do that. And mm-hmm. being able to kind of break through that and do exactly just that and be unfettered and your true authentic self and just like, psh, I don't care. I applaud you, and it's wonderful and exciting to see, and inspirational to me even.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. And okay, so then the last little question is, what is the worst advice you've ever been given?
Oh, that's a good one. Worst advice is you can probably change that person.
Ooh.
But some people can be changed, but it's, you just have to make sure that you're doing the right thing always, even if people around you aren't going to change.
Yeah, that's a good one. You can't change people. That is very true. You can maybe help them if they want it, but you cannot change people.
Yes, they're going to do what they want.
Exactly, exactly. Okay, so give me all of your socials.
So, Facebook is HIP, and that's Hoops, mm-hmm. HOOPZ, mm-hmm. Inspiration Project. Let me just give you my Instagram. It's probably the easiest.
Okay.
So, it's Hoops, mm-hmm. HOOPZ, mm-hmm. .321.
Okay. Hoops with a Z, .321. And that's on Instagram?
Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. And when can we be expecting the next event? And have you picked out a foundation yet or a place to donate money to?
We are still researching that as we speak.
Okay.
me and him are actually going to be doing this one together. He's never picked out any of the foundations, so he wants to be a part of the next one, he said.
Oh, that's great. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, get him in the mix.
Yeah, he's been my friend for almost 30 years, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is super.
He donates all of his time, his lights, his sound, like he does all that.
Oh, yeah, and even like there was a video that I saw of me DJing, and like during one of the little like foghorn moments, he came out with like one of those little air blower things, and I was like, oh yeah, I forgot he did that. I felt like a stinking superstar. I was like, yes. Oh, look at that.
Yeah, he's got all the toys.
Yeah, and that's, and what is his company's name?
Res Pro.
Res Pro. And they do do they do
lights and sounds and yeah. stages?
Okay, is that all of Central Florida or just in Brevard County?
It's everywhere, pretty much. They're okay. going to go to Miami for the Get Down in SSOB, okay. that party
nice.
For music conference. He's going to be helping out with that too. So it really depends, but mostly it's like Central Florida area.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with me
You're
today
welcome.
And chatting.
Of
and
course.
I cannot wait to see your face again and hug you again and play music and do this whole thing all over again.
Absolutely.
And one more time, your Facebook is Rose Parker and the Instagram is
Hoopz, H-O-O-P-Z mm-hmm. .321.
Perfect. Thank you so much. You have been so wonderful.
Thank you. So are you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Conversations with Kate. You can find more information on LCC Connect site as well as all social platforms, Facebook, Instagram, yes, TikTok as well. Big love.